reaction is pouring in from around the country today after news broke that the controversial Keystone XL pipeline will not be finished. The Canadian company TC Energy said yesterday it was canceling the project. The proposed 1,200-mile pipeline would have carried 800,000 barrels of oil from Canada through Nebraska and then on to the Gulf Coast each day. But it faced years of opposition from environmental groups and indigenous people. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi joins us now. Ali, welcome.
Thanks, Peter.
Now, this is big news, but once President Biden took office in January and revoked the pipeline's construction permit, the writing was kind of on the wall, wasn't it?
That's completely right. It's big news. It's not unexpected news. The building of this pipeline, the announcement about this pipeline, riled a lot of people. First of all, property owners, because it was a Canadian company that was basically going to use U.S. eminent domain rights to take ranch land and farmland from people. And I think TC Energy, which used to be called TransCanada Pipeline, did not see this coming. It was a bit ham-fisted. They assumed if they make a deal with the U.S. government, they'll take care of getting all the land they need. Then there were issues about this pipeline going through indigenous lands, and a lot of Native Americans were very concerned about that, and they paired along with people who were environmentalists, generally against not just the use of fossil fuels and oil, but this particular type of oil, which comes from the oil sands. It's a very energy-intensive way of getting oil out of the ground. It's plentiful, but it's particularly dirty.
But it's not just a matter of giving in to activists, though, as you point out there. I mean, the industry has been shifting away slowly from fossil fuels.
Yeah, and the oil sands used to be this massive. I mean, you can see it from space. It's just this pit of literally, if you go into it and you pick in your hand, it's dark dirt and sand and oil, and they have to boil it using natural gas, which is why it's so dirty. But then it becomes normal oil like any other oil. That used to be seen. It was the Saudi Arabia of North America. It was the source for all our oil. But now, through activism, through environmentalism, through conscientiousness about the environment, even the oil companies are saying we're going to find other ways to do this. Bottom line, though, oil from Canada, specifically from the oil sands, was the biggest sort of pot of oil that America imported last year, much bigger than the Middle East or Venezuela. So it still will be an important source. It's just not going to come through this pipeline. There are still lots of thousands of miles of pipeline in the U.S.
Right. Well, that's why the industry is saying that this will be a big hit to U.S. energy security. Is that right? Do we need this pipeline?
Well, we still ship a lot of oil around. Over time, we will need it less. If you don't use pipelines, and there are already pipelines, but if you don't use pipelines for the extra oil, you use trains. Those can be very dangerous as well, as we saw in Quebec a few years ago, these trains that are right. 100 or 150 cars. So this is not going to stop oil from moving around the country, which is one of the concerns. But it will, when you use those trains are not available for grain and wheat and things like that. So there are lots of economic effects of this down the road.
CNN went to South Dakota, where business owners were hoping to cash in on this flood of pipeline workers. They were distraught over this news. Trisha Burns owns the Ignite Gym. She'd invested thousands of dollars to expand that business, and she's devastated. Let's listen.
So, you know, the old saying, you got to make hay when the sun shines, and we felt like the sun was going to be shining, and we needed to take advantage of that. And then the executive order started coming in, and when he signed the bill to pull the permit, it was a tough, tough moment here at Ignite.
Just about a minute here, Ali, but what kind of economic impact does losing this project actually have on these communities that were in its path?
Yeah, they were going to be very excited about this because for a short time, it was going to bring a lot of people into work. They were short-term construction jobs. In the end, it doesn't take people to run a pipeline. There would probably be 50 full-time jobs, but it would take a few years to build, and those people would have come into a number of these small towns. So that's going to be a hit for those places.
Is that it for this pipeline? Is there any chance it could be revived?
It'll be hard. Everybody's going to have to think this through a lot better, map it out a lot better, and the opposition to these pipelines is greater now than it's ever been. So I think it'll be several years, if at all.
All right. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi, thank you so much as always.
My pleasure.